The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yaakov Rappaport and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
In today's shiur, we're going to discuss checks in halacha, and this topic is based upon a concept found in our daf on the beginning of the 12th perek of Ksuvis Daf Kuf Aleph. The Gemara tells us that Reuven writes in a shtar, Chayiv ani lecho mona. He says, I am chayiv to Shimon Amona. He makes a declaration. That's called the shtar chayivis. And if it's written in a shtar, that shtar Shimon could collect from Reuven later on. Now, I want to just differentiate before I start. There is, of course, a different type of shtar in which Edim see a transaction. And the Edim's transaction is documented in a shtar. That, of course, is also a type of shtal havon, probably the most common type, if you think about it, that Shimon and Levi sign a shtar that they saw Reuven give Yehuda money. But besides that type of shtar, there's a shtar, simply a declaration, that Reuven says, Chayev lecho ani, chayev loch mona b'shtar, I'm chayev lecho mona, I'm moda, I agree that I'm chayev lecho mona. And this concept, the Achronim and the Rishonim say, comes from the din of Hoidoas Baldin Kameidim Domi. That when a Baldin is Moido, and Befrat is Moido in the Shtar, and says he's Chayiv to someone else, that's a Hoidoas Baldin, and the Shtar is Chayivis, Betoikvoi, and Shimon could collect from Reuven. Now, the halacha is, Lamaisa, we don't have to have a Chasima, even if it's a Ksav Yad, of the person who writes it, Chayav Lechomone B'Shtar, it's also Shtar Eschayvis, and that's the din. The question is, B'Zmanenu, if Reuven gives a check to Shimon, the question is, what din, what halacha does that check have? Could Reuven go ahead and cancel the check? Number one. Number two, if Shimon loses the check, did Shimon lose his money? And those are the two questions I want to talk about today. I don't want to talk about any more topics. You can see my share on the OU website about checks. It goes into more depth, but just those two shilas I want to talk about. So Harab Zalman Nechemia Goldberg Shlita in Tchumim has more than a 50-page article, how to don a check. And the Yisoda Shaila is basically that a check says, if you look at how it's written in English and Hebrew, doesn't make a difference. It says, you shall pay to the order of Shimon. Meaning Reuven writes in his check. Reuven's telling his bank, you, Chase Manhattan Bank, you shall pay Shimon money. Give Shimon the money you have. That's what the check in essence says. And then he writes and he signs and he gives it to Shimon. The question is that a shtar chayiv? So let's think. The shtar chayiv that I mentioned before, where Edom son and they saw a transaction, that certainly it is not. There's no Edom here. But maybe it's the shtar chayiv, says Rav Zalman Nechemia, from chayiv lecho ani mona. Then when someone says chayiv loch, I'm chayiv to amona. If he writes that in the shtar is chayiv. So here too, it should be a shtar his chayivus. So the question is that in a shtar chayivus, there's a lashon chiyuv, a lashon I am chayiv. In the check, there is no such lashon. It does not say, I'm chayiv. It says, pay to the order of Shimon. There is no lashon is chayivus. Frek, Rav Zalman Nechemia, do we have a substitute for this lashon is chayivus? Does pay to the order of substitute the lashon is chayivus? So, Rav Zalman Nechemia wants to suggest that midin umdina, it's azay viyaz geschriben in shtar, it's like it's written in the shtar, and it has a din for a shtar's chayvis. Where do we find that in umdana, it's like it's written b'shtar? So he says that we have the din of achrayis to'ois soifer. What's the concept of achrayis to'ois soifer? When someone sells, Reuven sells along the Shimon, and he doesn't write achrayis, so we never know that there's achrayis, we assume there's achrayis. Why? Because people don't Shadi Zuzi Bichdid. People don't waste their money. So if they're making an acquisition of real estate, obviously they wanted it to be a secure transaction. They want to have achrayis, even though it is not written in the sale. So Zalman Nechemi says, how does that work? What do you mean? It's an umdina that a person does not buy with achraya, so it's like it's written. We know the only way a shibin nechosim could come about is through a coil. It's through a coil that the lekuchos should be wary. So the question arises: is that that din that the lekuchos should be wary lechayra comes through a coil? That's when it's written in a shtar, when it's written that there's achrayas. But if it's not written, how does that coil come out? So Zalman Nechemi says, you see from that the umdara makes it as if it is written. And it makes it like there's a coil. Not only that, he says, even further, forget about the coil. In order to make a din achra, the din shibud, there has to be a kinyin faranin. There has to be a kinyin that you're makne to the malve, the shibud nechosim. And where's the mak haknos shibud nechosim if it to the lekeach, to the mal, whatever it is, if it's not written in the star, where do you have it? It must be that the umdana that it's written makes that even as a hakno. I see, see Zal Nechemia, umdana, it's like it's written. We see from Achrayas Toysoifa. Eba Zay, Zuk from Zal Nechemia. So too, when you have a check, when Reuben writes to Shimon from Chase Manhattan Bank that he paid to the order of Shimon, so that is as Avadin umdana is chayvdim. Why is he writing it? Stop paying money for no reason. Avadin is an umdana faranin. And the umdana is geshrimin am chayv. And if the umdana is shrimin am chayv, therefore it's a star chiv. And if it's a star chiv, avade, the din would be that he can't cancel the check. Because if the star is a star chiv, how can you cancel it? Canceling cannot take place after you give a star to someone else. The star is chal finish, can't cancel after you give a star. So says Zal Nechemi, there's a gross tzad in halacha that once a check is written, there is no possibility of cancellation. That's what he wants to write. There's no possibility of cancellation. That's first of all the tzad to say that a check would be a star. Now, another tzad to say a check you can't cancel is not, even if you want to say, not like Ram Nechemi, that there's no lashon ischayvus, and that it is not a star chiyuv. However, the fact that you're telling the bank to give to Shimon, demax ahayro, it's amira, that you're writing a letter to the bank, give Shimon, so we know all this halacha of maimid shloshtan. Maimid Shloshtan, the Gemara says, it's a concept in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin discusses it, that when Shimon owes Reuven money, let's say Shimon owes Reuven money, and Reuven wants to transfer that debt to Yehuda, if they're all standing there and he says, give him the money, it's fine. So it doesn't really have to be 100% but Maimid. It seems from the Poskim that if I write a letter also, a letter is sufficient. So over here, I'm writing a letter to the bank. You give him the money. So when he goes to the bank, he's standing there, the bank is there, and I got a letter for myself. That's a Maimid Shloshtan. So if it's a Maimid Shloshtan, you also can't be choizer from it. That's another tzad to maybe say you can't be choizer from a check. But I want to say even something stronger. Even if you want to say a check is a star as chayvis, what would be the din if Shimon would lose the check? Would Shimon lose the money also? So obviously you would say no. Come on. Shimon lost a check, fine. That's a star's chayvus, a check. Nothing more than a star's chayvus. But if the check is lost, if the star's chayvus is lost, the chiv is still there. The chiv does not vanish if the star chayv goes away. So obviously, it should not be treated more than a star chayv. But there is a tremendous tzad in the postgame. The Sefer Aleinu Shabeach brings the tzad from Rav Eliashiv. Now, I think it's a little bit shocking. I've asked many Dayanim, they don't believe such a thing took place. But if you go look in Aleinu Shabeach, he brings up Psak and Rav Eliashiv, that a check has a din mamon. And he says, not only is the shtar choyv mer from them, a check is more from a shtar choyv. A check is money. Meaning, we know the halacha is when a person buys an esrog or a lulav, he has to be kona it deraisa yom rishon in order to fulfill the mitzvah of lechem. A shtar choyv, if I owe you money, you're not kona with a shtar chov 100%. You have to give most konas midaraisa metaltalin. So where is their money? So the Ashiv says, you know what? Giving a check is money. A check is money, and since it's money, you could buy your lulav and esrog with a check. You could pray your poilim with a check. It's 100% money. And being so, if Shimon would lose the check, he would lose the whole chov as well. That's a shocking psak. Now, it's a shocking psak because Zal Nechemia entertains the possibility of a shtar choyv. But money, that's a different threshold that is hard to say. The only mucker that maybe you could say a check is money, is there's a concept in the poskim's gebracht, a mamrini. The mamrani, and it's brought in many soisim and tumim in the sivasin. And basically it was like this. In the olden days, there, and you know, obviously there was no checks, there were no credit cards. So in the marketplace, when someone made an acquisition, they had to schlep around all their money with them. That made life very complicated. So what they would do is they would take a shtar. On side A, they would write, Ani chayev l'cho, and in side B, they'd write the amount of money. And Reuben said, I'm chayev, and he wouldn't say the person's name. It would be nameless who the person is. That's the concept of shtar kumaz. Call me Shemotzi Shtar Zeh. Anyone who's Motzi Shtar Zeh, anyone who brings out this star, anyone who shows this star, I'm chayef them. So Reuben write that, call Shtar Kamuz, call Motzi Shtar Zeh, and that's like a mamrini, and that would be used. So basically, Shimon would first give it to Reuben when he'd buy something, and Reuben would give it to Shimon, excuse me, and it said, Reuben would say, Ani chayev l'chol misha moitzi shtar zeh, and he'd write a schum on the other side. Shimon would walk around with it, he'd buy something from Levi, because everyone knows Reuben's a good guy, and he'd buy it back, and he would keep on going, transferring around. At the end of the day, the poskim say that is a din for money. So there is a tzad, maybe, and I say with a big M, that a check should be a kamuz. That a check could also be transferred to different people. We all know in America, in Article 3 of the UCC, the Uniform Commercial Code, a check could be transferred to a third party and a fourth party. And the rule is basically that if you sign the check, right, in American law, if the check is signed by the, it's endorsed, that it could be transferred over to many people. And that seems to be that it's like a shtar kamuz, and that's the poskim do treat it like money. And that's maybe Rabbi Eliyahu would say it's money, but I still believe that I agree with Zalman Nechemia, it's not money, it's the shtar choyv, because it's very hard to say, even if you look in the Dinim Article 3, that it's not the shtar kamuz and mamrani they had in back then. And therefore, if shtar be lost, it's not like the money would be lost. But I did hear there are many prominent poskim that hold it is like money, based on that Sock brought in Sefer Lena Shabeach.
To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.